I remember the first time he snapped at me. In front of the whole office, his voice echoing around the room, he wanted to make an example of me, show me and everyone else that he was in charge, that he was the alpha male, that no one should ever dare question his authority. I remember how my coworkers looked down at their feet and shuffled around. This clearly wasn't the first time he'd screamed at someone because of a minor mistake. They'd all been there, every single one of them. He'd done the same to them all. The expensive suits, the way he carries himself. This was a man who demands perfection at all times in all aspects of his life. He's better than all of us. He's better than me, and he wanted me to know it. He throws some papers on my desk and storms away back into his office. The tension hangs in the air. I sit down and compose myself and look over at his office door. I know what I have to do. I go into his office later, slowly closing the door behind me, clicking it shut. I remember walking to him, head down, shy and small as I could make myself. He waves his hand, motions me over. He doesn't even look up from his paperwork. I don't deserve even a tiny shred of respect from him. He wants me to know that. He wants me to know what he thinks of me. I stand in front of his desk, and he finally looks up. He doesn't look me in the eye, though. Of course he doesn't. I can feel his eyes on me, on my body. They're all over me. I know what he thinks is about to happen. I know exactly what's going through his mind. He stands up, walks around to where I'm standing. He looks down at me. He towers over me. I can smell him. He wants me to quiver with fear. He wants to intimidate me. He wants to show me exactly who is in charge here. Show me my place. He wants me. I lower my eyes, then run my hand up his thigh, rest my palm on his cock. I can tell this has happened to him before. How many girls have come into his office before, desperate to please him, to make him happy by any means necessary? How many had gotten on their knees, took him into their mouth, sucked him, fucked him, did anything he wanted, all in an effort to satisfy him, to be praised by him, to be rewarded with some shred of acknowledgement of a job well done? I thought about all those girls when I yanked his belt open and reached into his pants. I pictured how he used them all, how he treated them, the way he expected to treat me, right here, right now. He expects my hand to go to his cock. My fingers wrap around it and start to tug it hard. That's how it must start for him every other time that this has happened before. All those soft hands wrapped around his cock, making him feel good. But that isn't what happens. All of it went through my mind, all the yelling, the tantrums, every evil look and sarcastic comment, as my hand closes around his balls. I heard him gasp and then start to speak, and I clamped my grip tighter. I took his fucking breath away, digging my nails into that delicate flesh. I looked up into his eyes. I could see it. Behind the shock, behind the anger at this defiance, I could see how much he had been waiting for this, how much he wanted it, how much it excited him. I drove my nails in even deeper, twisted him, felt his body tense and start to bend. His eyes finally met mine, and I slapped his cheek, hard and swift. The crack and suddenness of it made him pull back, but my grip held firm, and he only ended up causing himself more pain. But it excited him. I could feel his cock growing, hard and thick. I knew how much he wanted this. I tugged downward, forcing him to bow, lower himself before me. I brought my lips to his ear. "You're my bitch now." He didn't fight me. He didn't even struggle. He wanted this. He needed it. That didn't matter. This was what I wanted. I was going to show him exactly what he really was. I yanked down hard again, squeezed and twisted. He gasped and moaned, but he was mine. All of him. I had him in the palm of my hand. I looked deep into his eyes. "This is what you fucking want. Isn't it, you little slut?" "Please," he whispered back. Get your fucking clothes off and get on your knees. He did as he was told. He pushed his pants down, kicking them aside, then pulled his shirt off over his head, tossing his tie roughly to the side. He hooked his thumbs into his tight boxer briefs and lowered them. Then he kneeled at my feet. I walked past him and took a seat in his big leather chair. I snapped my fingers and called out a single word, "Here." He crawled over and stopped, just in front of me, kneeling and waiting for my next command. "Get your hand on that cock. Stroke for me. Do you understand? That's for me. All I want is for you to rub that pathetic little toy. Don't you dare come. Mm-mm. Don't you dare even think about coming. You get nothing. You get no relief. You haven't earned anything. You've treated people poorly, and now it's your turn to suffer." I sit in his chair and look down at him. He kneels between my legs, hand wrapped around his cock, the thing he thought made him so powerful, and he strokes it. He can't help himself. He whimpers as he plays with it for my enjoyment, knowing he will get only frustration, nothing else. I want him to suffer. I want him to feel that humiliation he brought to so many before. "You like being naked, don't you? Such a good boy. Doing exactly as you're told, on your fucking knees like a good little toy. So pretty down there where you fucking belong. Do you know what I'm going to do with you?" "I bet you'd love to know, wouldn't you? Say it. Say please. Beg me to tell you." And he does. He strokes his cock and he looks down at the floor, ashamed of how much he needs this. He begs like a good dog. Hungry and eager, he pleads for it. I can see the pre-cum leaking out of him, dripping to the floor. He's making a mess, and I tell him to lower his head into the puddle. He does, without any hesitation. I rest my feet between his shoulder blades and make myself comfortable. Then I describe how I'd use him. "I'd keep you bare, on display, all except for that tie. I'd use that as your leash. Every dog needs a leash, don't they? I'd make you follow me on your hands and knees, make you crawl after me. We'd go for a walk, you and me. Out into the office. I want them all to see you like this. I want them all to see just how small and weak you really are. Everyone that you screamed at, belittled. I want them to see your true nature, who you really are, what you really are. I want you to crawl past each of them. I want them all to look down at you and point and laugh. I want them to see how hard your cock is when you're treated like this. I want them to see exactly how much you love it." He's stroking harder now, reaching back between his legs and tucking frantically on his cock. I can hear him moan, even all the way down with his face against the floor. I tell him to stop, to go fetch his belt, to bring it to me in his teeth. He does all of it without any hesitation. Crawls on all fours for me and offers the leather to me, his eyes desperate for some sign that he's pleased me. I don't give him the satisfaction. I slap him hard across the cheek again, leaving a red mark. I grab a handful of his hair and shove his face back to the floor. Then I make myself comfortable again. I ease back into his chair, but not before I bring the leather of his finely crafted belt across the flesh between his shoulder blades. Then again, I lash him and hear him whimper. I tell him what a whore he is, what a needy, pathetic little toy. I leave his back covered in long red marks. I ask him if he wants me to continue describing how I'd use him. "Yes, ma'am," he whispers desperately. "Keep stroking your cock. Stroke that pathetic little twig between your legs and I'll tell you." His hand is on himself instantly and I tell him to slow down. To appreciate that I'm allowing this, I tell him to thank me for the pleasure. I watch as his whole body tenses. He's so close to the edge. He's not used to being denied. His whole body is responding to it. I remind him that if he comes without permission, this will be the last time that this happens. I will never come in here again and use him like this. He nods his head. He's hooked already. The whole office, every person just outside that door, they'll get to use you. Whip you, beat you, tell you how pathetic and worthless you are, how small, how weak. They'll use your mouth if they want. They'll fuck you in the ass. Would you like that? Would you like if all those small women you've abused bent you over and fucked that tight hole of yours? If they bounded you, made you squirm, fucked your ass with whatever tool they had lying around? You'd love that, wouldn't you? To be used, violated, shown exactly what they think of you. He's struggling to keep from coming now. He's fighting it, but I can tell it's building up inside. He's nearly at the point of no return. I lash at his back with the belt and continue. You think you're a big man, don't you? So important. You're nothing. Look at you on all fours, naked, head against the floor at my feet. This is who you really are. Deep down, you've always known it. You're small and weak and pathetic. You aren't important. You're nothing. That mouth is useless unless it's servicing your superiors, your betters. And that little thing you call a cock. You see how easy I made it hard? How close you are to coming? It's just a tool to be used. That's all. Your manhood? It's pathetic. All it's good for is for making me feel good. That's it. That's its true purpose. Your true purpose. And I want it hard at my command. I'm going to train it. I'm going to train it to please me. You're going to belong to me. I don't let him come. I stand up, leave him there, tell him to stay in that position, to wait for me, no matter how long. And I know he will. I know he'll be a good boy for me. And now, whenever his office door closes behind us, everything changes. I do my work, sitting in his chair, using his nude body as a footrest. I dig my heels into his flesh, listen to him moan and whimper. When I get frustrated, I snap my fingers and use his mouth. I grab a handful of his hair and ride his face. He's my little plaything. Sometimes I use that thick, hard cock to get off. Then back under the desk he goes, naked, pre-cum dripping from that frustrated dick of his. Waiting until I'm ready to use him again, to remind him of his place, to show him exactly what he is. And I keep him right there, at my feet, at my fingertips. My toy. My property. Mine.